share part two in this series. And the title of today's message is this: How Your Courage Influences Others. I want to talk today about how your life and the courage that you live out, you demonstrate, you commit to, influences the people in your life. And so I'd like you to take your sermon listening guide, and we're going to read together Joshua 1:6 as printed in your notes. Let's read that together. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Our text this morning is Joshua. He is the new leader of the children of Israel. Moses, his mentor, has died. And God taps Joshua to assume that position. Now, God instructed him to be strong and courageous. You know, the same command can apply to your heart here today. God has an assignment for you in 2022, and he's saying, I want you to be strong, and I want you to be courageous. And here's the key thought: because you will lead these people. I want you to circle the word lead. We're going to talk about that today. What does it mean to use your influence to lead people? And it says, you will lead people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Kernel thought, your life can be a blessing to others to help them inherit what God has for them. Everybody here, everybody listening online, your life can be a vessel in which you can help other people, might be your family, your husband or wife, could be your children, could be the people at your office, people in your neighborhood. He will use you to help other people influence good things in the kingdom of God. So here's our definition of courage. Courage is this: it's a steadfast determination in the face of grief, pain, fear, or uncertainty. You know what Joshua had to deal with before he became the leader or stepping into that position? It was grief. Moses, his mentor of probably 40 years, had died. You see, everybody here has some kind of giant in their life they have to deal with. It could be grief. It could be pain, fear, or uncertainty. And so Joshua had to overcome the grief in his heart to move forward into his next assignment. And so we find here that God says, hey, you got to be strong and you have to be courageous. Now let me give you a definition of the word lead, and it's pretty simple. Here's what it is. When you lead other people, what you're doing is influencing them. You are an influencer in life. It may be the kids in your home. It could be your husband or wife. Could be the people you work with. You are an influencer. And so the word lead means that you will influence other people. Do you know why we're sitting here today? There's somebody by the name of Martin Luther that was I think he posted some 95 theses, and it was the Reformation in which the Protestant church was born. And he took a position and saying, wait a minute, the just shall live by faith. And the religion of that day got very complicated of how you got saved and so forth. And he took a position and he says, wait a minute, it's all by faith. And we are here today as a byproduct or the ripple effect of one person who took a stand, and the Protestant church was born. So one person can influence a lot of people. The other, Martin Luther King Jr., he led a movement of racial equality in America. And so here are two examples of people who stepped up and used their life to influence other people. I want to give you two slides here on a definition of influence or leading. Here's the first one. John Maxwell says this, leadership is influence. If you influence anybody in your life, you're a leader. You say, well, I don't have a position. It doesn't even require an actual position. You can just influence people by virtue of who you are. Here's another one. Influence is the power to affect. You use your influence in life to somehow affect other people's lives by how you live and the courage that you demonstrate. So we find here Joshua. He's going to become the new leader, and God says this, I want you to be strong and courageous because I've got an assignment for you. God has an assignment for everybody here in 2022. It may be something new, it may be something you continue from the previous year, but he's got something for you to do. And I want you to understand you are an influencer in whatever you do this coming year. So here's what I'd like to do. I want to share with you truths about courageous people. Four things that courageous people do when it comes to living this out and influencing others. Number one, in your notes. First thing is this. Courage emerges when a person centers their life around God and his purposes. In other words, if you want to live a life of impact, center your life, put at the very core of your being God himself, and then live for his purposes. And courage bubbles up when we do that and practice it regularly. Read with me verse 5 and verse 8 in your notes. Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. Here's the story. The people are about to cross the Jordan River. And so God says to the priests that they are to take the Ark of the Covenant. It's the big wooden box that God's presence dwells in the Old Testament. And they're to carry this Ark into the water. And they are to step into it. Now, there's 12 priests, one representing each of the 12 tribes of Israel. But here's the secret. These priests were all in. I mean, their heart was in this. You know what was at the center of their heart? God himself. And God called them and said, listen, I want you to step into the Jordan River. They were all in with God so they could be all out for his purposes. You see, you and I have to keep God at the center, and then we need to be passionate about living out his purposes for our life. And that's what these priests did. If you and I want to live a life of impact, we have to continually review and reflect on what's at the center of our life. You see, in America, there's so many things at the center. Could be materialism, it could be stuff, could be career, could be achievement, could be pleasure. There could be a host of things that's at the center. But the call of God is this, if you want to live your life in such a way that makes a difference, we have Christ at the center, God himself, and then we live out his purposes. Now, read with me. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 in your notes. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. In the Old Testament, God's presence was in the Ark of the Covenant, a wooden box. And in the New Testament, when Jesus died for us and rose again, there was a shift. There was something that changed. God would no longer live in the ark, the box. He would live in people. Your life is now the temple, the box, so to speak, that God dwells in. Imagine, the living God is living inside you. And so we find here, Paul says, don't you know that your body is the temple? I mean, you are carrying around the presence of God. And when we center our lives around Him, and then we live passionately for His purposes, and we prioritize Him, you know what's going to happen? You will find a person marked by courage. And like these 12 priests, you will be willing to step in first before anybody else when God calls you to do something or to minister in a certain way. So these 12 priests, they were all in. They wanted what God wanted, and God asked them to do something crazy. He told them to take the ark and step into the Jordan River. They probably felt a little foolish. But that's when the miracle happened. See, during this year, God might lead you to do something you've never done before. And he may ask you to step in to a new ministry role, to a new assignment, to do something in the church or the community. I mean, that's who He is and what He does. He will lead you into that. And you, like the priests, you got to step in. And that's where courage surfaces, it emerges, it bubbles up when we center our life around God. Here's a picture of an influencer. Only takes one person. One person can make a difference. And so this guy's out front and say, hey, let's go this way. And he's got people following. That's you. That's your life. When you live God-centered and for His purposes, all of a sudden you're going to have people looking to you because of who Christ is in you. Let's go to point number two. Second truth about what courageous people do. One person can make a difference. Just one. Now, in this text, it's in Genesis 39. Would you read that with me as printed in your notes? The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. I spoke about this a couple weeks ago, but this is what we can call the umbrella blessing of life. Now understand, Joseph is a believer. He believes in the living God. Potiphar, an Egyptian, does not. But Joseph ends up in Potiphar's house, and he begins to just organize it and serve and with a good attitude do the best he can in life. And I want you to catch this. It says, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of who? Joseph. I want you to know you're a Joseph. You may have people in your house that are not believers. I want you to get this. God will bless them because of you. Maybe you have a household that people are all believers. That's wonderful. God will bless them also because of you. Joseph was faithful. He was centered on God and lived for His purposes. And you know what happened? The umbrella blessing popped up. And it just so happened, he's in an Egyptian household. He's a servant there. But God comes along, sees Joseph, and says, wait a minute, I'm going to bless everybody because of that one person. You might be that one person in your home. That if you're faithful to God, God looks at you and He sees everybody, your kids, grandkids, maybe the neighborhood. And He says, wait a minute, I'm going to bless that person because that person is faithful to me. And it's just how a principle of the kingdom. Don't ever underestimate the value of you in relation to your family or your friends, your neighborhood. God can do amazing things with one person and make a huge difference. Here's a couple of slides. It just takes one person with courage, faith, stands out. God looks down and says, wait a minute, oh, I see that person. I can bless a whole bunch of people around them. Here's another shot. Ladies out front, leading the flag, leading the pack, and it just takes one person. I want you to leave here today knowing you're valuable as being one person. And if he did it for Joseph, if you and I are faithful and our lives are centered around God, we seek to live out his purposes, let me tell you, you're carrying with you an umbrella. It's a covering for other people that God will bless them through you because of who you are. You're one of his children. Point number three. The third thing that courageous people do is this. The courage of a few resulted in the blessing of many. Now, we go from one person, now we're up to a few. Now, read with me verse 17 in your notes. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. One person can make a difference. Listen, but you want to get when you get a few of them, the blessing expands. There are 12 priests here, one representing each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And God says, walk into the Jordan. And they did. The water began to roll back, and it began to divide. And I want you to catch this. It says, as soon as the priests, 12 of them, a few of them, 12, carried the ark into the Jordan, they set foot, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. Read the wrong verse there, but that one still works. You see, when we step in and there's a few of us, the blessings can be larger. The blessing or the courage of a few resulted in the blessing of many. Here's a picture of the ark. It's just a simple rendition, an artist rendition, but that represented God's presence, and the priests carried the ark into the Jordan River, and the waters then split. Now, here's another picture, and it illustrates, you can see the ark is down in the center, and the people are crossing the river on dry ground. Now, here's the point I want us to understand. One person like Joseph can make a difference, but when you get a few people, like 12, together, that believe something and they step in together, here's what happens. The entire nation crossed over on dry ground because 12 people believe God for the miracle. You see, when you get a few people together, it just multiplies what can be done. So I just have to say that we're blessed as a church. When I look back over the years, you know, our board size right now is 9 people. And in the years past, it may have been sometimes more or less. But here's the importance of the people, any church in America, of who you have leading the church. Remember the story of when Moses sent the 12 spies in? And he says, go out and check out the land, the first attempt to go into the promised land. And they all came back, and 10 of them said, there's no way we can do this. They're giants. 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, said, wait a minute, we can conquer it with God's help. But the 10 overruled the 2, and the entire nation embraced what the negative message was. And God says, okay, if you won't do it, we'll wait 40 years and try it again. And they all died off. except for two people. You know what those 12 people represent? They could represent a church board. You know, whether it be 9 people or 12, they represent the leadership on the front end of what they're believing God for. So as I think about going back over a few years, and we have people here that have been a part of the early days where the church relocated and stepped out and bought property, and then we met and we had to renovate this sanctuary and we added this on, and it's been an amazing journey. But you know what the secret was? Listen, you got to have leaders that listen closely to what they believe is God is leading them to do, and then they have to step in. They have to step out and say, wait a minute, this is what we're going after. And, you know, the blessing or the courage of a few can result in the blessing of many. Now, you might be on a committee in the church, and maybe it's 3 or 4 people. Do you realize God could bless the entire church through that committee or whatever you're doing under his leadership? Maybe it's 2 people. Don't ever minimize that. You could bless in a community if you're living out God's purposes just because you're stepping in, and so all of a sudden the river divides and a whole bunch of people cross on dry ground. The blessing or the courage of a few results in the blessing of many. And so be encouraged today. Find other people to do life with during 2022 and live on mission with them in what God would lead you to do. So that's number 3. The courage of a few resulted in the blessing of many. Let's go to number 4. The 4th point is this. Those who influence others do 3 things. If you want to be an influencer in this year, you're going to have to do 3 things. Number 1. They step in. Read with me Joshua 3:13 in your notes. As soon as the priest who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. So, number 1, there will be times where God will ask you to step in to the Jordan. You go first. You might go in with a group of people. Maybe it's 2 or 3 others, but you're going to go for it because you feel like there's something in it for you. God's leading you to do it. You step in. The priests had, through an act of faith, take the lead. You see, leaders are influencers, and when you take that first step, it can be scary. You wonder what's going to happen. Let me tell you, that's where the blessing's at. When the priest set foot in the Jordan, the waters flowing downstream were cut off and began to stand in a heap. So number 1, during 2022, this first part, God might ask you to step into something. Maybe it's doing a new ministry. Maybe it's doing something total creative. Here's a picture. The power of influence. You're the lead goose. That's you. That's what your life represents. You step in. Here's the second thing we do. They stand firm. Read with me verse 17 in your notes. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completing the crossing on dry ground. I want you to notice they stepped in and then they had to stand firm. I thought about the building program that we'd been through over many years, and some of it took years. The second half of the building took about 5 years to complete. Let me tell you, you know what the people that were the core leaders had to do? They had to stick with it. They had to stand firm. And it wasn't just a month, it was years. You see, some assignments can be over and done within a day. You step in, you get it done, and you move out. Others could take months It could take years. But leaders, influencers, they step in and then they stand firm to see it through to the end. Here's a picture of what a group can do. I love this one. I feel like it communicates deeply. The handshake, you got people on both sides, and they're connecting a plug. It takes a team. You see, that's what a church family does. It's a team effort. And when you do the really big projects, you got to have more people. And the more people you got, the greater the blessing can be. And so you literally connect with God's purposes. We're centered around Him, and we stand firm. And all of a sudden, amazing things happen in a church family and in a community. You know, the Flag Project is something we just want to touch the world in a small way. A small church in Walton, New York, that's who we are, it's what we are, but we got to stand firm, you stick with it, you got to keep at it. And then finally, here's the third part. There comes a time to step out. Read with me verse 16 in your notes. Then the Lord said to Joshua, command the priests carrying the Ark of the Testimony to come up out of the Jordan. I never saw this before. God commanded them to step in. And then He says, I want you to stand firm. But then He gave a command to step out. Some assignments and ministries are for a season. Some go on for a period of time, but there comes a point where you step out. The people who were a part of the building of the church here, I mean, it took years. But then all of a sudden, we stepped out of that role, and you do different things. You may be doing things in life right now. You're saying, should I continue this or not? Maybe the Spirit of God is saying it's time to step out of something. It's not fruitful. It's not working. Your ministry season is done in that area, and you go to something else. It's okay if God says step out. You move on. You do something new and fresh. So here's another picture when you think about stepping out. You know, once you get through with something that you feel like you've brought it to the finish line, it's just like it's a season of victory. It's a season of completion, and there's a time where you step out of it. So when you think about influencers doing three things, you step in, you stand firm for however long it takes, and then you step out. Concluding verses in 1 Peter, let's read those together. As you come to Him, the living stone, you also, like the living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. There's a lot in these verses. Let me simplify it. In the Old Testament, there were 12 priests that represented the people. In the New Testament, after Jesus came and He died and rose again, we are now referred to as the priesthood of believers. You know what that means? You are a priest. You know why? You carry the presence of God in your life. You're a temple. And wherever you go, He goes with you. You are a priest. You are among the priesthood of believers. So courageous people, what do? Well, when you center your life around God and His purposes, you go all in so you can live all out. Number two, one person, you, can be a Joseph. Just because of you, God will bless other people. Number three, the courage of a few can result in the blessing of many. In other words, it's good to have one person step in, but when you get 10 or 12 people that step in together, or you get a church family, 40 or 50 or 80 or 90 or 100, that all step in together. They want to touch the world through the Flag Project. We want to share our faith to communicate the gospel. We want to, put up a building to bless the region. When you get a bunch of people that step in together, the blessing multiplies. And then lastly, Influencers step in, they stand firm, and then they, at some point, they step out. Here's two last slides. Here's the first one. I want you to know that you're a priest this morning. Do we hear that word? It's called the priesthood of the believers, right out of the Bible. God's presence lives in you. Therefore, you carry him around wherever you go. You're among the priesthood of believers. And here's the final slide. Never underestimate the influence you have on other people. Never underestimate it. Only takes one. You know what that person does? They step in. They become a Joseph. And a whole household gets blessed. How about this? If we have a church made up of 50 to 100 people, whatever it is, we all step in together, you know what happens? The whole community gets blessed. How about a county? How about a state? I mean, you never know what God will do, but he's looking for people like Joshua who will have courage to step in. So as we think about 2022, I want you to know your life counts. Young or old, middle age, whoever you are, only takes one person. And when you do and follow what God asks, let me tell you, the blessings will come because of your faithfulness. Let's bow for prayer. I want to take just a few moments of silence. And here's the first question I want you to think about. What is it that God is asking you to step into in 2022? Maybe it's a new ministry. Maybe it's a life group. Maybe it's more prayer time. You hear the call of God in your heart. It's something new and creative that maybe we've never done before. And he's saying, hey, I want you to step in like the priest when they carried the ark into the Jordan. Second question. Maybe there's something you're already doing, which is wonderful, and he's saying, you need to stand firm. You can't give it up. He needs you. He wants you. He's calling you to stand firm in the middle of the Jordan because you're the leader. You're the influencer. And let me say this for those that your families, because of you, your family can be blessed. And he's saying, stand firm for your kids and your grandkids to make a difference. And here's the third question. There comes a time when you step out of something, a project, an assignment, a certain job, a role. Sometimes it's the season is over. And maybe God is saying whatever might be going in your life, he's got something else for you. And you say, I need to step out. Let the Spirit of God lead you and guide you and direct you in that area. Come up out of the Jordan. Heavenly Father, you've heard the prayers of your people this morning. And we pray you'll make us people of courage. Because we can lead and influence other people to inherit good things from your throne room. I pray that as a church family, you will give us such a oneness of unity and a bonding as we move forward to serve the purposes that you're giving to this church. I pray for each person individually that he or she will carry with them the umbrella blessing wherever they go. And that you would give that person in that home, whoever they are, the courage to step into the Jordan so that the waters will somehow be rolled back and it'll be a blessing to their entire family. Father, I just pray now that you will take us individually and as a church as we just surrender ourselves to God-centeredness so that we can then live the purposes of God, so we are all in, so we can go all out to live what you are directing us to do. And for this, we'll give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.